Before we get into this episode, we have a quick favor to ask you. If you love our show, please scroll down to the review section of your favorite podcast platform and leave us a 5-star rating. If you have a few more seconds, please also leave us a review telling us what you like most about our show. We read every single one of these and we appreciate them so much. This will also help us grow and get into the ears of those who love true crime and food as much as you do. Thanks and enjoy the episode.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Extra Cheese by your friends at Dietetics After Dark.
Tomorrow, why not pick up several packages of the best tasting pasteurized processed cheese?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Becca. And we're back with another episode of Extra Cheese.
Yes, we are. And for those of you that are new here, Extra Cheese is where we cover a scandalous nutrition or food story that's currently in the news. And then we also share weird or like fun, interesting, cool, gross, whatever submissions about food from our listeners.
So we want to hear from all of you. So if you want to have your story or question answered on the next episode of Extra Cheese, you can feel free to email us at dieteticsafterdark@gmail.com and just send us like a short audio clip telling us a memorable food story or asking us a question about like a weird food thing that happened to you. Like, remember that time you shit your pants?
Just tell us about
it. Yeah, we want to hear about it. Also, pro tip, if you are going to send us an audio recording, you can use your phone. But please record under a blanket for the best audio quality, which is what I did for months.
Yep. Get cozy. It's the best way to do it. And some things we've covered in the past are food aversions. We covered someone who almost died from eating a can of fava beans without knowing he had favism, which was a crazy story. And we also covered this super cool but also terrible syndrome called pine mouth. So anything goes, and we'd love to hear from you. And I would personally love to hear from someone who got a late diagnosis of maple syrup urine disease.
Yeah. Or what about gluten psychosis?
Gluten psychosis is the actual dream, the coolest nutrition-related thing out there, but also would be really sad. It's probably super serious. And I don't even know if there's actually that many cases in the history of the world.
No, I don't think there is. And I know that we dug a little bit into trying to find some good stories, and there was one really interesting one, but we couldn't find too much information on it.
Yeah.
If you're that person, reach out to us, please.
Please do. Okay, so today's story is actually like a mini full dad episode.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I actually did quite a bit of research.
Are we going to be here all night?
No, it'll be quick. I made it nice and short. It's about a massive food fraud that just recently took place in Belgium. So shout out to my main source, a story from the Brussels Times by Alan Hope called Accused in Belgium's Biggest Ever Food Fraud Trial Sentenced. So that's a bit of a spoiler, but at least you know it's sort of a happy ending. In 2017, a compound called fipronil was found in eggs in Belgium. Fipronil is an insecticide commonly used for cockroach control and in veterinary medicine to kill off fleas and ticks. It's classified by the World Health Organization as a Class 2 moderately hazardous pesticide, and it has been implicated in colony collapse disorder, which is contributing to the decline of the bee population.
Oh,
I know. So it's not allowed anywhere near animals in the food production chain. When humans are exposed to fipronil by ingestion, they might show symptoms of a headache, seizures, tingling sensations in their fingers and toes, damage to the liver, kidney, and thyroid, and possibly even death, of course, depending on the dose. So it was alarming when fipronil was discovered in eggs in Belgium. And because it's so unsafe, hundreds of poultry farms had to be cleared, which meant that millions of eggs and hens were destroyed.
Oh, no.
Many of the farms that were affected by this are still recovering from the losses today.
Hens? What? Like, so it was in the hens?
Yes. Let me keep going forward.
I'll shut up.
It's a good question, though. In 2017, a European organization called Eurojust that works to fight organized cross-border crime, so cool, supported the search of multiple properties for the possession of dangerous insecticides. During the search and the subsequent investigation, Belgian and Dutch authorities identified a network of suspects selling Dega 16. Dega 16 is a common agent used for cleaning chicken coops. But this specific version of Dega 16 was laced with fipronil to make it even more effective. So this illegal version of Dega 16 was traced back to a pest control company called Poultry Vision, owned by Agro Remesin and run by Patrick and Christine Remesin. Poultry Vision purposely hid the fact that their Dega 16 contained fipronil by using fake labels and, of course, neglecting to tell the farmers about it.
So did this happen on purpose or by accident?
Purpose. You can't have fipronil.
But why, though?
Makes it super effective. It's a very effective mite control agent. So it was like a miracle insecticide, and you could use it to clean your chicken coops, and their reviews were probably rave reviews.
Gotcha. Okay. So they were just doing it to distinguish themselves, likely, from their competition.
So. Okay. I'm editorializing a little bit because there actually wasn't a ton of information out there about like the why and the actual trial. But like this Dega 16 version that they were using was super effective.
Okay.
And they had tons of clients.
The motive was likely money.
Oh, yeah. That's my impression. So 7 individuals were accused and 4 companies were charged. And just this past week, Remesin himself was sentenced to 3 years in prison and given a 200,000 euro fine. And the 2 co-accused were each sentenced to 18 months with a 20,000 euro fine. The others that were charged were actually acquitted because they claim they didn't know about the fipronil. So this scandal actually spread far beyond Belgium, affecting 25 European countries and Hong Kong. In April of this year, 2 Dutch suspects were sentenced to 1 year in prison each for their roles in the scandal. They were the managers of ChickFriend and ChickClean, and they knowingly used Dega 16 purchased from Belgium at their farms in the Netherlands. So they got a 1 year sentence each.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty loaded. Fast and furious, lots of details, and a pretty massive scandal that I hadn't heard of.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think if I have any good questions for you. And I think they're all around the motive, which I know that you don't really have any information about. Man, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know how many hens they had to?
No, but it was hens from hundreds and hundreds of farms.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think that companies like that are called things like ChickFriend. And ChickClean would want to hurt
Poultry Vision.
Their fellow. Yeah. Poultry Vision. Yeah, it's a sad story. That makes me a little upset.
I know. It is sad. And I think if more information comes out and we get to know, you know, a little more about the suspects and the motives, and also if there's any, like, there were no reports of health effects from ingesting fipronil eggs. And I think that would be a really, you know, if more information comes out, that could be really interesting. And maybe it could be a full episode.
Yeah. And I'm curious if doesn't affect like house pets, like dogs and cats, if you're putting it on them for like tick stuff. Because we actually just got Rosie's tick meds today from the vet. So I'm going to go check and see if they have this ingredient.
The effects in humans were for ingestion. So I think I don't know the answer to this, but I would hope like as long as they're not licking their fur or wherever.
Well, we actually just switched from a topical little oil to a pill. So I'm going to go and read the ingredients list after this.
Yeah, check it out. Okay. And so now we have our interesting food story of the week from my dear friend, Rachel. And this one is not a mystery, but it is a great story that always makes me laugh at her expense. So let's play it.
So when I was a kid, one of the ways my family would convince my sister and I to leave family events in a timely manner was for one of my uncles to be like, let's go hide on your parents in the car. And so we would go and hide in the backseat of the car, assuming our parents would be panicking, looking for us, even though obviously they knew what was going on, but we were kids and we were dumb. So anyways, one of these times I'm hiding in the backseat of the car with my sister and probably one of my uncles, thinking we're hilarious, and I find a brown paper bag in the backseat. And I'm a curious kid, so I open it. And it's one of those brown paper bags that you would put mushrooms in the grocery store. And this had, I guess, fallen out of the grocery bag when my parents were bringing in the last batch of groceries. And all of the mushrooms had gone bad. And so I am hit with this pungent smell of rotting mushrooms right in my face. And immediately I just start throwing up everywhere. And I have not touched a mushroom since. So part two to the story, cut to January 2020. My family and I are returning from a family trip in Italy. And on the flight home, I had gotten a horrible migraine. Wasn't feeling well at all. And so I'm sitting in the front seat of my parents' car as we pull in to the driveway of my parents' home. And I'm about to get out of the car. And there's a little plastic baggie in the little handle portion of the passenger side. And I pick it up. Turns out my dad had been snacking on mushrooms on the way to the airport 10 days prior, had left them in the car, and they had all gone bad. And I just looked at these mushrooms. And I look at my dad and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I open the door and I threw up everywhere. And so mushrooms, still a no-go.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for reliving your mushroom trauma and sharing that story with us.
Yeah, that was, that was hilarious. But also, the mushrooms in a baggie, It sounds like your dad may have been doing magic mushrooms.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he planted the mushrooms on purpose to like prank her again. Because it's just so crazy that both times it happened in her parents' car.
Yeah, that is odd. But it's also odd. Have you ever eaten a mushroom out of a plastic bag before? Because I have not.
No, never.
Something to investigate there,
Something
Rachel.
Something to look into. So I think Rachel has what's called a conditioned taste aversion, which typically occurs after you've eaten something and then gotten sick. In Rachel's case, she was hit with that pungent smell of rotting mushrooms that was so strong and it made her sick immediately. Some taste aversions fade over time, but some persist for years and years after the initial negative exposure. And poor Rachel got hit with a second exposure in nearly the same conditions as her first exposure. So I think she might have it for life.
Yeah. At least in her parents' car.
Especially in her parents' car, yeah. And I know for a fact that Rachel has no interest in overcoming her aversion. She's kicked them out of her life and has no desire to welcome them back. But if you're listening at home and you're thinking about your own taste aversion or a loved one's taste aversion, here are some things you can do to try to overcome it.
Oh, interesting.
So you can try to make new associations. So let's say you developed a taste aversion to ketchup after you got the flu shortly after eating ketchup and fries, for example. What you might try to do is go to a barbecue with friends and have just a touch of ketchup on your hamburger along with all your other favorite toppings. You might try to make the food in a new way. So let's say you got sick after eating cream of mushroom soup. Then maybe next time you try eating mushrooms on your favorite pizza. And you might, I know, sounds delicious to me, but not to Rachel. And you might also try to just expose yourself a little at a time, so slowly increasing your exposure to the food or flavor. So even just trying to smell it at first and then tasting it. And when I was reading this, I was like, did I do this with coffee? Because I used to hate coffee, but like the smell. And then I slowly transitioned into a coffee drinker.
Yeah, possibly. It's also a little bit addictive, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that could definitely be part of it. Have you ever overcame a taste aversion?
Yes, I have actually. And very recently, I think I mentioned, it was like 3 episodes ago, that I have an aversion to tequila. Mm-hmm. And then my girlfriend was making margaritas and she said, you have to come over in the backyard and try this margarita. I swear the tequila is better than what you've had at Jim Bob's in London. And so I tried it and I'll be quite honest, I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I think it was more of a period of time had passed.
Right.
And I don't know if you didn't really mention, I guess you said expose yourself a little at a time. Mm-hmm. This was more just like so much time had passed that maybe the aversion had kind of dissipated a little bit.
That is absolutely one theory. Or maybe Jim Bob's in London wasn't serving top shelf tequila.
They definitely were not. But I did associate it with a lot of good times.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so that's it for today's Extra Cheese. We'll catch you next week for another episode of Dietetics After Dark.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Extra Cheese. You can find all the references in our show notes at dietetics-afterdark.com. This is an independently produced podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe to our show. And if you have an interesting food story and you'd like to ask us some nutrition questions and be featured on the podcast, email us at dietetics-afterdark@gmail.com. To stay up to date with Dietetics After Dark, follow us on Instagram at dietetics-afterdark or on Twitter at itsthedadpod. This podcast is recorded and edited by Earworm Radio. We highly recommend their services for all your podcasting needs. Learn more about Earworm Radio at earwormradio.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.